you had to talk. Has Gunther talked to you, and what is he? What is?
You know, he talked to me. You know, just go out there. You know, compete every play, work on my craft every day. You know, do my mental reps. You know, study film. You know, he talked to me like that each and every day, or what to do.
You've been doing that a lot more lately, though, haven't you? Just following a guy around you, knowing that wasn't part of the scheme a couple years ago.
Yeah. The coaches just gave me the green light. And these past weeks, Kenny Starr went off with Kenny Britt, Deshaun, going into this game. They allowed me to go in and play. Percy Harvin allowed me to go and play the best wide receiver on each side.
What does that say about how you've been playing and how you've grown, how much you've grown since?
They had confidence in me. I always knew I can do it. But, you know, we had Eric Wright here last year. He was a great corner, too, so we didn't have to do too much. But they just the confidence they have in studying film, knowing my opponents, how I've grown, they give me the green light to go ahead and do it.
You're healthy and been on your game now for a month, haven't you? You feel 100% now?
I'm definitely 100%. Just back to my old self.
What's been the secret to your success as far as this year? Because you really are playing probably the best football of your career.
Film study. Classroom. That's it, man. That's what do it. You see yourself making plays in film. You know. I know the defense, and I know what they're gonna try to do, and I know I understand personnel on how to use guys, wide receivers, and you take away what the wide receivers don't like to do, and you'll have a good game. Some wide receivers gonna make their catches. You know, you can't stop them from everything, but you gotta have that confidence and basically film study.
How do you help Lewis be on the same wavelength? You're sort of.
On the field. I didn't understand the question. What'd you say?
You and Lewis being on the same wavelength. You're brothers in arms on the field. What's
the two of you? We just compete. We try to make plays. We challenge each other to go out there and make plays, and just to have him out there, his spirit out there and his energy, I feed off of that, and I'm ready to make a play when he make a play.
How do you see your role with Bill Bentley and Jonte Green, younger guys out there?
I got to be more of a leader. I'm speaking up more, but I also try to go out and show them out in practice. Like, I don't really play around too much in practice. I try to show them the little things is what separates you from other guys.
What can a game like Jonte had last week, made a play, played well, what can that do to a young player's confidence?
Okay, it can really boost him up. It's Monday night. It'll keep him more hungry, as in going to study more, knowing his technique is paying off more. So I think when he goes in to have a good Monday night game, that he'll gradually improve on his technique. He'll want to do those things because he sees it's paying off. And I think once you get that going, then he'll be okay.
Is there such a thing as a revenge game?
Nah. Not a revenge game. Every game is a revenge game to us. We want to win every game. That's how we competitive. So we don't go into this game thinking about revenge.
It's important to string a couple good ones together.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Once you get on the road, because we got to go on the road we've been on the road a couple games. And, you know, just to build this confidence boost and keep this ball rolling towards the positive direction.
Just one other thing. When you have a good, tough, hard game like you had last week, and then what does it do for the next week?
Knowing that we can go in with adversity, we can come out with a W. You know, there's adversity in the game, and knowing that we can overcome that.
All that film work, can you put an hour, like quantify how much you put in a week, a day, what you do now?
I film study the whole day here. Then when I get home, I probably eat. And I probably watch film from, okay, we get off at like 3:45. So I get home about, I say, 6, from like 6 to 10. Watching film all day, just repeatedly, every day. I'm not a go out person, but I just try to see little things that they might do.
What do? You download a different game or something?
I watch different games. They break the film down to the wide receiver, his catches, and you can watch games or you can watch the wide receiver individually. So I go watch the games, then I watch the wide receiver individually, his catches, and then start looking down the distance, then start looking at hash splits, and just reminding myself of those things. So when you sit on the field,
how different is that than previous years? How much have you ramped that?
I started that. Well, I got better. Teachers here, and you know, I didn't too much have that in Atlanta, so I got better teachers here and coaches. Coach Walton sit us down and show us how to watch film, so I know how to watch film and what to look for, and down the distance, and knowing how to play a person, a wide receiver, because I use different wide receivers different ways. So that's how I learned how to watch film.
4 hours now, you're talking like Wednesday through Friday, basically.
Yeah, but 4 hours a day. Yeah. definitely.
Early, 4 hours, like, yeah, during the day.
Yeah, during the day here, we watch film all the time. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you watch basically the same film over and over?
Over and over.
And then you catch little things.
Yeah, and then you can pretty much, when you're watching the game, you know what he's going to do because you don't watch film so much. Like, you can watch the game, you know what he's about to do. And same thing when you get out there in the field, like the DeSean Jackson pick, I watched that play so much that when he motioned to it, I was already ready for it.
So every player has kind of a bellwether moment, a kind of light bulb goes on moment where they decide they want to be a leader, they need to step up their game. When did that moment happen for you?
When we lost E-Wright, and then we lost 3-2. I knew I had to step up, and I knew I had to step up last year. I wanted to be the playmaker on the team, and I was able to lead the team in picks. And I want my teammates to believe in me. So I knew that coming here, even my first year here, I wanted to better my game. And I come in on my off days on Tuesday, work on different little things. Watching film is big, writing reports on receivers. And that's basically it. That's my weekly preparation.
Is that film study on a guy like what have you seen, I guess, on film from a guy like Brandon Marshall?
Physical. He looks to body you with everything he does. Inside routes. Down in the goal line, back shoulder type of guy, fade guy. But most of all his routes is caught inside. And he wants to get head up with you, push you off to get inside. So basically body you.
You said you write reports and receivers. Is that distributed to the other guys too?
We got the rookies to start writing reports and giving reports in the classroom on different wide receivers are 3rd and 1 to 6. Everybody will take a section of the defense and our player and write a report about
stand
it.
Stand up and give a report.
Like yeah, stand up and give a report about
like
2 minutes,
so
2 minutes,
like
3 minutes.
School.
Not like middle school, but it actually goes a long way because, you know, those guys actually have to go look at the film because coaches don't study the film, so they know if you lying or if you watch it. Or not. So, yeah.
Did you just start doing that?
Nah, we actually had to do that. We didn't do it this last year here, but we still have to do it this year.
The reports.
Yeah.
What I'm saying with you playing so well and obviously being in contract year, have they started
Nah. Everything will take care of itself. I just keep putting my game back to back, and when we get to that road, we'll see what it be.
What have you seen from Chris Greenwood? I know it's early.
He's doing good. He's out there running good. A little rusty on his technique, but he'll get all that back. But he's looking good out there. He's looking real good. I can correct on some things that I have done in the past games. I can correct some little things, but I just want to keep getting back to the fundamentals of our technique, press technique, off coverage, just studying the little things because that takes a player far. When you're tired in the game, you can't rely on you got to rely on your technique. So I try to push myself mentally, and the physical becomes easy.
Because of injuries, Lacey and Bentley, and now Jante, how does that affect your game going?
It don't affect my game at all. Like I said, they're their own man, so I just can go and practice and show them how I practice, and if they got a question, just give it to them. But it doesn't affect me. I think it'll probably affect the safety more than it affects me.
I'm sorry, I came in late. How does practicing against Calvin help you for a guy like Marshall, same body type?
Yeah, it helps because you know what he's going to give you off the line, and you know what the coaches are telling Marshall to do to little corners, get in their body and push off, to do to run a slant, basically just bodying. And that's the same thing OG tells Calvin. So with me seeing things that Calvin do against me, same thing I see on film that Brandon Marshall does against little corners. He tries to get into you, push you off, and yank you, or go around. So, you know, I know how to play those things. So it'll be a good challenge for me.
Thank you.